Hey fans, you like our audio podcast? Well, check out our video podcast. We're on YouTube, Western Standard Time. Short, funny, 15-second video clips. We also have our long live stream clips. You won't miss any action. You'll see new videos. You'll see new action. Check us out on YouTube, Western Standard Time. We're on YouTube now, Western Standard Time. Welcome to WST, your West Coast source for sports. I'm Kay Wynn. To my right is Big Ben.
And we are the most dynamic of any duo in podcast history. Self-proclaimed.
This NBA free agent offseason? Ridiculous. All these trades, all these new duos happening.
It's no longer the big three. You think the big three, the league that DeMarcus Cousins was more appropriate for in your friend's opinion, do you think they came to the NBA and were like, listen, you got to break this down? Official trademark. You can no longer have big threes. You got to go to duos.
Yeah. They're like, when you're playing against Lamar Odom, Gilbert Arenas, and Serge Ibaka in the big three, you'll have an advantage.
So the most recent shakeout, Russ headed south.
Yeah.
But the Sonics had Russ, Harden, and Durant for a season.
They're all MVPs.
And I watched them play. I didn't know what was going on. I loved Ray Allen.
Yeah.
You could stroke. Big Sam Perkins, that's before their time. But Sam Presti, again, mastermind, had three MVPs on the same team. The big three before there was a big three. But now there are only duos, my friend.
Russ joins James Harden in Houston. They're reunited again.
And it feels so good.
Go down to L.A. You got LeBron and AD. You got Paul George and Kawhi. Go out east. We don't really like to talk the east, but you got Kyrie and KD. You got Dame and CJ up in Portland. Dynamic duos everywhere. But my favorite dynamic duos has to be ones in Hollywood. I'm talking movies.
Ooh, you want me to give you some dynamic duos?
Give me some of your favorites.
All right. So the most dynamic of duos, in my opinion, and I'm not a sci-fi guy, but I agree. Han Solo and Chewbacca. Chewie, the guy, he's like the protector. Han Solo's out there just slaying people with that lightsaber.
Yeah.
And Chewie's like his accompanier.
I like it.
And he, you know who's not on here that I want to speak to? Deadspin. So Ryan Reynolds or I think Deadspin's the actual guy.
Deadpool.
Sorry. Deadspin. Deadpool and Colossus.
Yeah.
If Han Solo's and Chewbacca are number one, Deadpool and Colossus should be number two. Some other dynamic duos in the film industry. Harry and Lloyd, Dumb and Dumber.
Love that.
Swimmy, Sammy.
It's on the briefcase.
You had two players of gloves the entire time? Jules and Vincent in Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Great one. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
I thought that was one person for a long time.
You brought up this one a little earlier. Toy Story, Woody and Buzz.
Woody and Buzz. You're right. What about Brennan Huff and Dale Doback? Now, if I just gave you those names, would you know the movie?
Yeah, because you brought it up earlier.
Oh, come on.
Step Brothers.
I mean, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly do a great job in that movie.
They also do a great job in Talladega Nights, too.
Oh, you're right. Not a huge Will Ferrell fan, but he did a good job in that movie. Batman and Robin goes without saying. Andy and Red, Shawshank Redemption.
Good.
Bonnie and Clyde. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Durden, the narrator. Fight Club.
Love it.
Now, and my favorite. Can you guess?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Nope.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker and Rush Hour.
No, that's a good one though.
No, I can't guess it.
Cheech and Chong.
Ooh, they are good.
My favorite. My absolute favorite.
Now, if you had to compare Big Ben and Kay Wynn to a dynamic duo, in Hollywood, in the movies, who would you pick?
Well, I mean, this is just based on ethnicity. Andy and Red aren't far off. I would say another one, it would be, I don't like the whole stepbrother thing. I think we're beyond that. We're too intellectual and smart.
Like that.
Doc and Marty, maybe. But you know what? I like the Batman and Robin. I'm Batman, of course. You're like my little sidekick.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you want me to give it a go on my side?
No. Joe, I'm just going to start calling you Robin.
Wow. I actually had a good one.
All right, let's hear it.
Lethal Weapon, Riggs and Murtaugh.
Ooh, wow. All right.
Because you're a little wild, you're a little crazy, and I'm just like the stiff, uptight guy with a good afro. I play by the books. I'm all about rules. That's why we're Riggs and Murtaugh.
No swearing.
No swearing. You like that one, don't you?
I love that one. Remember when?
Remember when?
I get a text right after we hire this guy on our team. He comes from CDW. I have another coworker. We're just going to call him. We hire this guy, and his name's Eaton Olamu. He's Nigerian. Mm-hmm. And we have another coworker. His name's Alex Nokoff. And they send me a text of those guys, and they go, "Look out, Lethal Weapon's here," since they're selling both in the LA market.
That is amazing.
I thought it was classic.
That is good.
Do we want to get into kind of some, maybe relate these theatrical or movie dynamic duos to some of the dynamic duos modern day?
We might. And you know why this is near and dear to my heart? It's because I grew up playing NBA Jams. So did you. 2-on-2. This is all what the NBA is going to be like.
I love that idea.
It's going to be like an NBA Jams game.
Bring back NBA Jam. The only time I've seen it is when I was in Sacramento at the, I always forget the name.
Kempton.
Tell me the name. I know it's the Kempton, but what's the name? The Sawyer. Uh-huh. God, it's got a great name. The Sawyer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fact check that real quick. But that's the last time I've seen NBA Jam. Well, it was so old. I think it was shot. It didn't even have, it was like Benoit Benjamin and Detlef Schrempf were the Sonics. Like, they hadn't even updated it. There's no Kemp.
No.
He was like on the Cavs.
No.
Something like that.
Well, what surprises me about NBA Jam that I look back, there was no Jordan on the Bulls. It was Pippen and Horace Grant. Like, did Jordan say, like, "No, you cannot put my name on that"?
I assume so. I mean, they probably were like, "We'll give you $1,000. You're like, "Get out of here." I sell 7 pairs of shoes and I make that much. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else is like, "I don't care." I mean, you're right. What do you think Jordan's, or maybe they felt it was cheating the game, maybe? Jordan would have been like 10, 10, 10, 10 across the board.
Yeah, he would have to be.
I mean, he's the guy doing alley-oop dunks, making threes. Would have been like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl.
He's heating up. He's on fire.
Why don't we do that? Who wins dynamic duos today?
Versus NBA Jams?
NBA Jams. Okay. Is it Jams or Jam?
I think it's Jams.
It's not Jams.
Wow, that's fact.
It's NBA Jam. Singular.
Okay. You're right, my friend.
NBA Jams. Remember you could push people? I love pushing people. You could do the little elbow, and then you come up and just truck them, steal the ball, and go dunk. Do one of those ones where you do
that. Flying out of the way.
Yeah. I would always be Peyton, bully people, and then just throw lobs to Kemp all day.
Yeah. I grew up in the Bay, so I was a Warrior, so it was Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullin. Like, we had no chance of playing any defense besides just pushing the guys and stealing the ball. It was full court pressure, nonstop.
So I'm going to look this up real time. Buy me some time.
Okay.
So give me. Let's go through the West Coast teams. Let's pick out their dynamic duo. So who are you playing with? We might as well call this episode the NBA Jam.
I mean,
Who are you playing with, or who are the two people on those West Coast teams you're playing with?
Right now, my number one I'm playing with is Paul George and Kawhi. The game
is that really? You don't have much diversity though.
The game is smaller now. They're quick guards. They play D. It's 2-on-2. That's my number one. My number two is, I don't really want to say this, but I guess it's LeBron and AD.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess where does LeBron, you want to be able to hit some threes. Does LeBron, I don't know if you have the best shooting on that team.
Well, are we talking about real life basketball is going into this video game?
Because yeah, absolutely.
On the video game.
Listen, you know, if you were an NBA Jam and you were, it's the modern day Madden. They were giving out overall rankings based on probably some statistical analysis they did back in the day when they had 8-bit games like this.
They were, but I felt like even if you were a bad 3-point shooter, you could still hit threes in NBA.
No, you couldn't. No.
So if you got a layup, you push the guy, you got a steal, got a layup, and then you got it again, you're shooting it anywhere and it's going in.
No, that's if you're on fire.
Well, that's all it takes is two or three baskets to get on fire.
That's true. You just got to shove the guy.
And LeBron's pushing everyone all over the court. Think of how strong he is.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So,
you need me to buy you some more time?
Yeah, I'm just going through this.
So, dynamic duos. Hey, man. Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox, they would be fun on there. High scoring. They might have some trouble trying to guard Anthony Davis or Paul George. But you also got Steph Curry and Klay, Splash Brothers. You got Steph and Draymond. If you go into Dallas, you got Porzingis and Luka.
Ooh, I like that combo. I love that combo. So pause right there because I did some research real time. So let me read you through a Reddit that I'm looking at.
Right.
The question is, best NBA Jam duo. There's 56 comments. I'll give you the best. Stockton Malone on the original NBA Jam was absolutely broken. Stockton pretty much couldn't miss any three if you used Turbo and had a good release, which he really did. Computer Malone, they called him Computer Malone, was a beast on the boards. Computer Malone was the great defensive guy down low, and a player-controlled Stockton could rack up steals. Source, everyone I play against hates me. This is his name. and then the comment is, Computer Malone is a solid nickname.
Solid. They were really, like, when thinking back of it, Stockton never missed.
So apparently there was a new release, and someone says CP3 plus Blake back in the Clippers. Solid combo.
So this is where we need our fans to chime in, because I feel like there was one release where it was players like Stockton, Malone, it was Hakeem and Kenny, it was Hardaway and Mullen, like Horace Grant and Scotty. But then there was a newer release. I remember like Chris Webber was on it. It was Peyton and Kemp. There was other people on it. And then if CP3 was on it, there had to be like a third release. Reggie Miller. I remember playing with Reggie Miller and who was it? Chuck Persons.
No.
Yeah.
Rick Smith. You probably related with Rick Smith. Rick Smith was always the guy who would jump up. He had no other dunk thing. He's the guy that would jump up above the hoop and then dunk it like it when it was out his crotch. You remember that?
I like it when it was
two-handed.
When the little guy would jump up real high and then it was a windmill, but the graphics weren't good enough. So his arms would just keep swinging around like 10 times and then he would dunk it.
Or when they got swatted. Like when they got swatted, it was like this loud sound like ding or like, you know, boing or whatever. And they would swat him, and the guy would go absolutely flying in the stands.
Yeah.
All right, a little back to the Reddit. So there's some more comments. One says, easy, Sean Kemp and Detlef Schrempf from downtown. Dwight and Rashard Lewis is another one.
Yeah, they're good.
Mullen and Hardaway was my jam.
Yep.
So you got some Warriors fans out there. Zoe and Morning, Grandmama.
Zoe and LJ.
LJ, sorry. Yeah. Grandmama, sorry. Zoe and
they were good.
Grandmama.
They were tough. Oh, you know who I was? I used to be the Nets because they had Kenny Anderson and Derek Coleman. So you had your short like guy who would get steals and shoot threes, and you had Derek Coleman who could do it all.
Both lefties.
Yeah.
I bet the guy you're playing with didn't know how to guard against the left hand.
No.
It's unheard. He didn't know how to play, force him right.
He didn't. He couldn't. That's
so we got a couple more. So I'll keep the banter going. But there was there's a vote or someone that says people sleeping on Scott Skiles.
He was with the Magic on that, right? Was it Skiles and Shaq?
Yeah. Oh, in a back note, they said that the game was actually created by someone in Utah, so that's why the Jazz were great.
That would make sense.
This is great. Robinson and Rodman.
Yeah.
The new one.
You know what? Well, like, take a step back. I remember playing with my brother in, you know how like you could play and you'd move on? We could never beat the Jazz because Stockton would just hit everything. It makes so much sense now.
Yeah, exactly. They said Stockton and Computer Malone would clean up all the rebounds. All right. Apparently, Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge were deadly when they were the Blazers.
Yeah, that was a good duo. But here's my question to you. Like, what era are we playing in? 80s, 90s?
So I think this is kind of like the – what would this be? You're the tail end of the 90s? Early 2000s. I think there's probably iterations, probably every 5 years, maybe.
Because when you're playing this, there was hand checking, there was pushing. it doesn't fly now. You could put Steph and KD together, and they can't beat Stockton or Computer Malone in their era. No way. Steph did not change the game. Stockton changed the game. NBA Jam.
Last one, Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer was the nastiest player in that game.
Yeah.
He should it should be elbow Laimbeer. Elbow beer. Beer, elbow beer. Off course a little bit there, but I thought that was good.
You know who the Nets also used to have? They used to have Drazen Petrovic, if you remember him before he passed away. Lights out shooter.
He was. It's kind of like Bogey.
Yeah.
All right, last one, sorry.
Yeah.
Someone put out there, Thunder Dan and Suns Gorilla, Unstoppable Dunks. I think during our next live episode, we need to pull out an NES and play some NBA Jam.
We should. I'm in.
All right. You want to get back to the modern day duos?
I was going to say, as we wrap up, we are most like they're out in Denver. I'm Jamal Murray. You're the Joker.
Whoa. I've been hitting the gym.
No. I'm not talking about body. I'm talking about like his skills. You're a big man. You can shoot. You can pass. You can dribble.
I can't get off the floor. That's true. I mean, I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, that's who we are. We're up and coming. We're on that next threshold. We're knocking on the door of success.
We're leading our team to the Western Conference Finals.
That's right. Big Ben and Kay win. Jamal Murray and the Joker.
I was going to go somewhere else.
Who are you going to go? Like the last two players in the Warriors bench?
CP3 and Steven Adams.
Wow. Am I just short and I complain about everything? I just complain about everything.
I'm growing out a man bun.
Get tatted up.
I'll get some tats. I'll get my Australian accent going.
He had a great mustache a couple of years ago. You got to bring that back.
I've had a mustache before. Char loves a mustache. I'll bring that back.
Now, is OKC going to cut Paul?
Gosh, I don't know. I hope they don't.
I mean, he doesn't want to be there.
OKC, no one wants to be there. It's like a place you only go if you have friends there. Like, hey, you want to come to OKC? You're like, how much do I like this guy? I'm only going if I know I'm going to have fun with him. If I don't like him, I'm not going.
Is it tier two or tier three city?
Oof. Well, they stole him from Seattle.
Yeah.
Here's the way I look at it. Give me another city with a big... We'll call it big three. Let's just stick to baseball, basketball, football.
Mm-hmm.
City that you'd consider a tier three city.
Milwaukee.
Well, they have. And they have two teams.
We'll round Green Bay into that because it's, I don't know how far it is.
Okay. You consider them tier three?
Minnesota.
That's a state.
Minneapolis. You know what
I might to answer your question, yeah, in the terms of they are a single team city, when we talk about big three, that is probably the worst market in those big three. So yeah, absolutely. Tier three.
Tier three. Nice. Let's wrap this up.
Who's a tier three dynamic duo in this day and age? This season.
If they're tier three, I don't know if they can be a dynamic duo. Unless they're in the G League.
Who's the team that you're never picking on NBA Jam? Dynamic duos in the league today. Never get picked.
I don't know. I almost went Phoenix, Booker, and Ayton, but
I'm picking them.
Yeah.
Who's Toronto got left?
I don't know. Somewhere in the Magic, Terrence Ross and Aaron Gordon.
Kyle Lowry and...
And Marc Gasol? I mean, it could be the Knicks with Dennis Smith and R.J. Barrett.
Right there. Yeah, R.J. Barrett.
He's getting no. I'll go Cavs. I mean, what are you going to go? Colin Sexton and K-Love?
I mean, I wouldn't mind playing with... Yeah, you're right. K-Love can't even dunk.
Yeah.
Boring. All right, we digress quite a bit on this, but I like it.
Yeah.
Computer Malone.
Dynamic duos. You heard it first here. NBA trades, NBA Jam, singular, not plural.
WST podcast. Catch us everywhere you get your podcasts. And if you don't get a podcast and want to figure out where to get one, you can do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do it on, for those of you that are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a YouTube channel,
Western Standard Time. Check us out.
Not the ska band. And then Twitter, Instagram, WST_podcast. Interact with us. Yeah, we want to figure out who you played with in NBA Jam. Who was your team? Yeah. We all know it's now fixed. Stockton and Computer Malone.
So sad.
Oh, and then I guess there was a way you could unlock Bill Clinton, Bill Buckets, they call him, and Barack Obama. Wow.
Billy Buckets.
Boom.
Boom.